Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Hide your wife, hide your kids. Suge Knight is out of jail. Well, he's at the hospital, according to TMZ. He's been hospitalized, and it is serious enough that he's been there for the past 2 days. Moved from an L.A. County jail Tuesday around 11 in the morning and was admitted to the hospital. Unclear why Suge, who's in jail awaiting trial on murder charges, has been rushed to the hospital for treatment. He's had several health issues since he was arrested and locked up in 2015. Just last year, he was treated for blood clots. I didn't mean to say it like that, but anyway, which have been a reoccurring issue for him. He also passed out during a court hearing. I don't think that was health related. I just think that was reality. Just saying. Kylie and Kendall Jenner can breathe a sigh of relief. They've settled their Tupac t-shirt lawsuit. The Tupac photographer agreed to drop his lawsuit against the Jenner sisters. He filed this last year after Kylie and Kendall rolled out a line of t-shirts featuring their faces superimposed over famous pics of Tupac. According to TMZ, both sides have agreed to cover their own legal fees, but it is unclear if any money changed hands in the settlement. The t-shirt sales didn't last long. The sisters got hit with a similar lawsuit using Notorious B.I.G. Miss Valletta Wallace wasn't playing that. Okay, keep the queen in your prayers. I don't mean Lil Kim. I don't mean Nicki Minaj. And I don't mean Elizabeth. I'm talking about Aretha Franklin. Her concert that was rescheduled for June 28th has been canceled, unfortunately. As for her doctor's instructions, the 76-year-old singer has been ordered not to perform in the coming months. The legendary singer canceled her Newark and New Orleans concerts for the same reason. She has yet to release an official statement concerning her health. Don't come for Russell Simmons. He's got receipts. All Hip Hop News is reporting Russell Simmons is pushing back legally against his latest accuser, who filed a lawsuit against him after alleging he raped her. But the entertainment mogul filed documents that attempt to back up his insistence. The accusations are untrue. This, according to TMZ, Simmons says in new legal documents he and the young lady's name is Jennifer had a casual relationship for over a decade and occasionally had sex, but it was always consensual. He claims Miss Jennifer frequently sent him loving messages and unsolicited nude photos, including just weeks after the alleged 2016 rape and long after another 2011 sexual assault he claims she's publicly accused him of. Numerous other women have also accused Simmons of sexual misconduct. The Def Jam co-founder denies having non-consensual sex with any of his accusers. Must I remind you, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Play smart, boys and girls.